Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Pamela Springer. Pam is a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours, whether you know it or not. She's the CEO of Manta, Manta.com, an organization that I have a high regard for, and she's here with some new information, some new survey information that they've taken from small business owners just like you to find out what they got going on out there. What's motivating them? What are they excited about? What are they frightened about? Pam Springer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Pam. Good to talk to you. So you guys went out to the on the hustings and asked small business owners what was on their mind. What'd they tell you?
Yeah, you know, recommendations, as we all know, is the main source of revenue for small businesses. And Manta now has brought that feature online. So as people continue to think about how to do business online, Manta can help them with referrals and recommendations.
Mm-hmm. So what did your folks, the referrals were over half of how people felt that they were getting new business, right?
That's right. Over 55% of small businesses get referrals from customers and from each other. A significant channel for people to find new customers. And so as you think about how that's done offline, mm-hmm. Increasingly as people now are online and they find companies or they can recommend companies, why not enable people to allow to give recommendations right on a company profile or a referral and forward information to a friend?
You know, one of the things I like to do is net things out. And what I like to say is referrals are golden.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a referral, folks, and this is one of the biggest mistakes, I think. One of the biggest things that small business owners miss opportunities for. I mean, I promise you, businesses go out of business because they don't take advantage of referrals. They have a business that's not easily advertised. Maybe they don't have a budget for that, but they're doing a good job. But they're not mining those referrals. They're not doing whatever they need to do to get referrals. And, you know, my business, especially when I had a consulting business, Pam, it was 100% referrals. I didn't get any new customers if somebody didn't tell somebody about me. I had to do a good job. I had to do that. But this is a huge opportunity lost if people aren't taking advantage of these. And as you said, there are two ways. There's the old way of somebody telling them about you, but then there's the online way that and there are a lot of different ways to be referred online, aren't there?
Yeah, and I think, Jim, we're somewhat a little bit humble and shy as you think about asking for referrals, which is actually a very okay thing to do.
How do you pull that off so it makes our mother happy? You know, how would you pull
right.
that off?
So if you have a customer and right at the end of the transaction and, you know, you thank them for their business, then ask them, do you know of anyone that could also use my business? I mean, it's as basic as that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and people typically like to help other people. You know, our survey, you know, it showed, and it's not surprising, right, is that the top resource, the top place where small businesses go to get business, the biggest boost in business is from customers. So you have a customer right there who just experienced your service or your product.
Right.
Ask. And I think that's the thing that either we feel uncomfortable doing, and then we all just need reminders to do. Say, hey, you know, is there someone who you think about or who you know right here, right now that might be able to benefit from my service? And then the other thing is...
Can I stick something in there? Folks, what Pam just said is absolutely right. But there still may be some people, Pam, who are reluctant to just bring it up themselves. But here's the thing. If you're doing a good job, every day somebody's going to say to you, Pam, this was great. You guys really pull this off. Thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. That's your key. That's your open door to say, you know what, I really appreciate you saying that, and I wish there was some way I could get other people to hear you say that. Would you help me with that? It's okay then to say that.
Yeah,
you can't sit there like a dummy and not take advantage of that open door.
No, that's right. And, you know, I think that it's a little bit cold, but it's business, right? It's not personal. And at the end, you just had a great experience with the person. There's nothing wrong. You know, we can have all permission to
right.
ask and say, you know, what about this? Would you refer me? Or do you have mm-hmm. a referral? Or do you know someone who could use my service?
And these days, you can go online, like to Manta.com or to their own website or whatever whatever social media they may be working with, ask them, would you mind posting that somewhere? That would be a great help to me. It's okay to ask for that kind of help, folks. We're going to talk about this some more, how to get more referrals and some more about how small business owners are thinking about their business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.